This call is being recorded.
I am Sananda. I did not announce my presence earlier to this one, James, but yet I am here. I am here now to continue the process, this process that has begun so long ago. But here we are now, here as we continue on with the endeavors, continue on with all that we have come here to do together. And together we are operating here. Together we are making all of this happen. There are many things that are going on behind the scenes still. Many things that are not yet at your revealing. But I tell you now, they are going to be revealed. There is much that is coming, much that is going to be announced. Of course, times cannot be given, dates cannot be given, but you know deep down within you, deep within your consciousness, that all is about to shift. All is in the shifting process now, even as we speak here. So do not lose heart. Do not lose the sense of expectation that you have, because it is coming. We know many of you are becoming tired. Many of you are feeling the energies, and sometimes they are too powerful. Sometimes you cannot handle them. But I tell you, you can handle them. You can move through this, and you will move through this. There is nothing that will stop these energies now. Nothing here on the planet, nothing above the planet that can stop these energies. They are coming. They are real. They are going to come more again in a wave of energy that is going to come here. But more will be spoken of this in this next time we come together, where we can reach out to many, many more at this moment through your radio broadcast. So I tell you as Sananda that all things are as they need to be, and you are in the exact right place in the exact right moment that you need to be. So all is as it has to be here, and all is as it should be. I only ask that you continue to trust yourselves, continue to trust in all that is a part of you and that you are a part of, because all is coming to a conclusion. I am Sananda. All of my peace and love be with all of you. And I am always there with you whenever you call upon me or any of the others who mentor to you. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you. Here we are again here without our compadre, Sierra. But we attempt to do the best we can here, and we are going to ask for questions here in just a moment. But before we do, just know that there is much that is coming, as Sananda has said, as many are saying now, and many of you know deep well within you that the changes are upon you now. The changes are upon you and within you, and have been for some time. You are working toward a process here. You are working toward an ending process, a beginning and an ending, or rather an ending and a beginning at the same time. So you are, just as Sananda said, in the right moment, the right place, and all things are about to many times, many ways begin to occur here. Those things that are behind the scenes, those things that have been held in the darkness, are coming to the light. And you are the light, so they are coming to you. Okay? Okay. You have questions here for one who serves.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I need to know that Sue is okay for yes. Sure.
Can tell you that this one is experiencing some difficulties in many areas here. And we cannot go into specifics here, but she is moving through this process, and at times it is somewhat challenging for her. just as many of you have also gone through challenging processes through this ascension process. But know that it is all for a reason, all for purpose here. And the purpose is in sometimes beyond your knowing here. But it is occurring nevertheless, and everything is again being orchestrated as it needs to be. Now, that is not to say that it would not be a good idea to look into her and see if everything is okay for her, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. God bless her.
Would there be any other questions here? You can unmute your phones now, those of you who would like to ask a question. We know there are questions out there because we have felt them within you as they are in your consciousness. Do not be afraid. We do not fight.
I have a question. Was somebody else asking? Go ahead. I have a question, sir.
Yes.
I think you possibly heard that I've been having these visions or whatever you would call it happening at night. And I know they don't just happen at night. I know I can see them slightly before I turn the light out. But when I go to bed, there are like pictures all over my wall, over my ceiling, all through my house, my bedroom. And I got up and stood in the middle of them. To try to touch him, I'd go up to the wall, but there was nothing there. And I got real dizzy. I could hardly make it to the bed. I thought I was going to fall. And some of that's been going on, as you heard earlier. Could you tell me possibly what is happening with me or to me?
I think you know, Rita, already what is occurring here. You have been in this process for a while here now. So you must trust yourself and trust your higher self in the guidance here. But as you have heard earlier, someone mentioned that it is the glimpse through the veil, that the veil is thinning, that there is much that is occurring here. And you are more and more, all of you now, not only this one who is asking the question, but all of you are going to or are already experiencing many different changes, many different shifts of consciousness as you see through this veil. As has been said many times, those who have eyes to hear or eyes to see and ears to hear, this is what it is all about. And you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. So trust yourself that it is not a mirage, it is not part of an illusion, it is moving through the veil and seeing beyond it. And at some point, as you have come to understand, when the event happens, the veil will be gone. And it will be a major shift in consciousness when this veil is gone. Because you have to understand, you have been operating, speaking in terms of many lifetimes here, with this veil being there and not being able to see through it. At times, yes, you could see through and there would be little pinholes or something that you could see through, but they would close up right away. Well, these pinholes are getting larger and larger and the veil is dropping. And as it does, you will have many, many more experiences such as this, seeing things that were supposedly not there or seeing things that someone standing right next to you will not be aware of. This is also in terms of looking up at the skies and seeing the ships. You could see a ship now. Many of you could look up and see a ship, and the one standing right next to you would not even know what you were talking about. Look at that ship up there. Look at it. They would say, "What? You crazy? There's nothing there." You see? So many things are occurring and many things are changing within all of you. Okay?
Also, I can close my eyes when I start to go to bed and I can see my room, but not through my visual eyes, not from my physical eyes, excuse me. And it's not as bright, but I can see my room. Also, I see, I can look at something, and the next thing I know, I see them on the wall. like I think I am losing it. But it's like you said, go along with the flow, sit back and watch a show. I'm sure watching a show going on in my bedroom. It doesn't happen in any other room either.
You are not losing it, you are gaining it.
Okay. Glad to know that.
Yeah, that's good.
Are there other questions here?
This is Don. We were asked today, or guided today, to focus on the condo place.
Yes.
How much impact does it have when you do a collective meditation like that? And another thing, is there any relation between the meditation we're doing now and the thinning of the veil?
Yes and yes. There are so many things when you are doing these types of guided meditations. And please understand that James may be giving the meditation. He may be using the word, but we are sending him the pictures. And he is taking from the pictures and creating words out of them. So it is very much being guided at most of time here. So understand that all is happening just as it needs to, and your visualization process through this as a collective consciousness, whether it is the group or whether it is many groups at a time, even a collective consciousness across the planet, such as this particular global meditation that's occurred here in this day. And this is having a great effect on that area that we speak of here. Okay? Was there a second part of that question?
The second part was, does this meditation have anything directly to do with
the thinning of the veil? Yes. Yes, certainly it does. All of these processes, not only this meditation, but all of the ones that we have been doing with you for a time here, are having that effect. Now understand, there is the major veil that all are aware of, but there is also the veil for individually yourselves here. Many would not be aware of this, but you have this. So you are definitely thinning the veil around you, that as the individual you, okay? But the larger veil, the more collective veil, you might say, is still there, but it is coming down. It is thinning. It is going to be eventually completely removed. And at that point, this is where you go through this transition that we have been speaking of, where the entire illusion that you have become accustomed to will be gone. Almost overnight here, it will seem. And it will leave you in some ways breathless, because you will not understand, or many will not understand. You, those of you, will understand because you have been working toward this, and we have been preparing you for this particular occurrence. And it will be, though, for many, it will be like their entire life, their entire comfort zone, their entire familiarity in their life is gone in an instant. And it will leave them disconsolate in many cases, where they will not understand what is occurring. And that is where you come in, people. That is where you come in, and you help the masses as much as you can to understand what is occurring here. But also please understand that you will receive a great deal of help and mentorship through this process, just as you already are. Okay?
Yes, I have a question. This is Irene.
Yes.
I've had an interesting experience last week. For the first and second day, while I was asleep, I was starting to fall asleep, and I felt my bed like vibrating. I felt the underneath, it was vibrating underneath my bed, like the earth was actually vibrating. The first day I felt that. It was the second day, it was different. The second day it was more of a louder vibration. I don't understand if it was maybe a global vibration, if it was the earth vibration, but on the third day I had a dream. It was a strange dream. I felt like I was watching a movie, and I saw individuals. It was hard to see the individuals clearly, but And then on the third day, again, at the end, I wet myself. I wet my bed. My bed was wet at the end of the dream. So, you know, I wonder what was going on in that situation. Can you explain to me what was going on?
You are fully becoming immersed in your dream state in that case, where you do not know when you're dreaming and when you are awake. And it is your body, as you have brought up here, your body responds in your dream state to the feeling of needing to relieve yourself, let us say. And when that occurs, you normally will wake up and go and take care of business and then go back to sleep. But there are times when this can occur where you are so deeply involved in the dream state, so deeply involved, we will take this beyond the dream state now, and we will speak in terms of multidimensional experience. When you are in this multidimensional experience and you are so fully involved in it that you are not even aware of the body, or your body is not even aware of the connection to your consciousness anymore at that point. You see? So this is what occurs there. As far as the vibration from the bed and from the earth, that is where you are experiencing again, and we will relate this to many more here who will have similar experiences, not so much the wetting the bed part, but the other parts here of having the experience of becoming attuned to the earth, attuned to Mother Gaia. And many of you will have these types of experiences. Well, you will feel the vibration, may even feel at times like an earthquake, but there will be, again, those next to you that will not feel anything, you see? You understand this?
Sure. So, thank you.
I have a question. I have a question.
Yes.
This is Susan. I live in a very large city. I live in Los Angeles. And sometimes the intensity of the city is intense. And I feel a call to nature. I have a place in New Mexico, but I was told I need to remain in Los Angeles as a light worker, as an anchor here to help the light as we shift into our ascension. Is it in the highest interest of my mission to remain here in Los Angeles or go to Santa Fe or just take more nature trips to decompress?
First of all, we need to ask, who is it that told you that you needed to stay there?
I had a channeling with an archangel. I had a channeling, so I don't know if that's accurate or not.
Okay. That is what we wanted to know here, because any channeling, even channeling such as this, is never fully accurate. There is never 100%, never will be 100%. There are times when it is higher and sometimes when it is not so high. That is because it comes through a consciousness of an individual. But when you have the connection with your higher self, that is when you know. That is when you have the complete understanding and knowing of what it is that you need to do and how to proceed and all of this. So we would say to you, what is your name? Who has asked this?
Susan.
Susan, yes, Susan. We would say to you that you would ask your higher self directly. Go into a meditative state, ask your higher self, and then wait for the answer. It may not come immediately. It may not come in words or thoughts in the immediate moment, but it will come. It may happen in a synchronicity that occurs in the next day or even the next week, but it will come to you. If you keep putting this out there, do I stay here in the Los Angeles area, or do I move to Mexico, or whatever it might be, and keep asking, and the answer will come. Or rather, do not keep asking. You only need to ask once. Ask deeply within you, one time. Ask where you should be, and then wait for the answer, and it will come in many different ways. But the answer will come for you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, right.
Many times, You know, many times that, just as the James has said many times, that he always wanted the X marks the spot when looking for something. You know, why can't you just tell me? Why do you have to play these games, he would say. And we would always say that we are not playing games. We are attempting to assist you in assisting yourself. You see? So it is always about turning to your higher self and making that connection once again. That is what this process is about. This entire ascension process is about reconnecting to your higher God self, and in so doing, connect with all of the multidimensional selves that you are. Okay?
Thank you. Namaste.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
My question is, earlier today we were talking about the effects that listening to news or watching mass media and alternative media has on vibration. What's any advice on how much not to watch?
We can never say to anyone, watch or not watch, or listen or not listen. That is not for us to do. We will not interfere in that sense. But know that as you continue to move through this process and continue to raise your awareness in many different ways, whether it is awareness within you or awareness outside of yourself or a combination of, all of this is part of the process. But as you raise your awareness in terms of becoming aware of the truths out there, everything that has been hidden from you, and you become aware of these truths, and you come out of the sleeping state and into an awakened state, as you are doing this, you are going to experience many, many more changes that will come as a result of this. So do not become attached. Someone used that term earlier. Do not become emotionally attached to anything, whatever the news is. If you hear news that is particularly gruesome to you, turn it off. Do not become involved in that. This also goes for various movies and television shows and all of this. If it is something that feels wrong to you, that hurts your or begins to cloud your consciousness, or something of this nature, then it is not right for you. But if you can watch it or listen to it and have no emotional response, be unattached to it. That is the key here, becoming unattached. Because as you have heard probably many times now, as you move through this ascension process, you will not be able to go through the complete ascension with attachments to the three-dimensional illusionary world here. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a question. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Good. This is Sue in Flatwood.
This is
Sue in Arizona. I have two questions, if I can squeeze in two questions. The first one is back to the meditation on the healing of the Congo area. I know all over the planet today with the eclipse energy from the sun that light workers were focused on healing this area of the Congo and healing this portal where Archon energy had been able to infiltrate. I'm wondering if you can tell us if we were successful in sealing off this portal for this energy that is of a dark side, so to speak, to be entering the earth at that point. Were we successful in closing this off today?
It depends on how you term the word successful, how you look at it. Of course, this is a subjective understanding. If you believe it was successful, then it becomes successful. Now, if you are talking in terms of the collective consciousness, making it successful in terms of raising frequencies across the planet, then it had definitely some influence here. Maybe not quite as much as what was wanted because there was not enough impetus in creating this global meditation here. There is only one individual that has put this out, and it got spread across throughout your internet and all of this. And many saw it, but many have also become, disillusioned by much of this. So whereas this particular type of global meditation several years ago may have attracted many, many, many more to be a part of it, many have shied away from this now, thinking it has no results. Nothing that we do is making any difference because we do not have the revaluation. We do not have the global currency reset. Even the mass arrests have not happened yet. So what's the sense of it, you see? Many are thinking and feeling in this way. So that dissipates the results of the global meditation such as this. But yet, knowing this, it also, there was a definite increase in consciousness. Those of us that would be able to see from above, you might say, or just see from a different point of view, saw many, many lights come on that were not on previously. So in that sense, yes, it was very successful.
Okay, thank you. I just have another question that has to maybe a little bit personal, but hopefully it may relate to others. Around 5:30 in the mornings now for quite a few weeks, I hear a little electronic beeping sound, and I thought it was an alarm going off in the house, and I'd searched the house. I'd taken batteries out of the clocks and so forth, and, you know, unless I'm missing something, it does not seem to be anything in this physical world. And then it usually goes off a certain time around 8 o'clock. So I'm realizing this is kind of, quote-unquote, you know, a little bit of a play for me, a wake-up call. To get up and meditate, which I've started doing, but, you know, and the tone is different length of time that it persists, a different quality. Sometimes it's a solid tone, sometimes it's broken up, but it only lasts for, you know, a few seconds to maybe a minute. I don't know, any feedback or guidance about why this is occurring for me, what the source is?
Don't go sharing this without everybody out there because you will be locked up. Number one. So we can be funny too. It's not only that one that always comes on. You know, we can also be funny. But yes, you are correct in alarm clock in terms of awakening. An awakening from your higher God self. Your higher God self is attempting to reach out to you. And in doing so, is giving you a hint or a something to latch on to that she is attempting to connect with you, you see? So when this happens, and it happens with others in different ways, for instance, this one James that we speak through now has a ringing in his ear when it is time to go within. And when this happens, whatever he is doing, the impulse at that time is to drop whatever he is doing and go within, if only briefly here. We would want him to go even more fully into meditation state at that time, but that does not always happen. But for you and all others that will have other types of experiences such as this, your higher God self is attempting to reach you, to connect with you. Now, please understand, as we say, to connect with you, that the connection has never really been lost. It has only been lost within your programming. It has never truly been gone. You have always had this connection, always will have this connection. But it is coming back to your consciousness, to your waking consciousness, that is what is happening here. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Further questions here? We are needing to come to release channel here.
Yes, I have a question. This is Anita from New Mexico. And a friend of mine who lives in Los Angeles sent me a picture because he knows I'm a light worker and I have an open mind to things. He lives in the Hollywood Hills and he sent me a picture that he at first thought nothing of, because he lives in Hollywood and he sees a lot of interesting things. However, it was a very large craft, looked very much like a kite almost, 3 points on the top, and it went down to 1 long point on the bottom. It was surrounded by 12 helicopters that were all grouped in 3 around this craft. He took the picture. He looked at it for about 3 minutes. He was going to work. He headed down, looked back up, and the craft was gone. He posted it on social media and was, of course, getting a lot of feedback, a lot of comments on it. Well, it ended up getting taken down off his social media website. It was also deleted from his phone, from his computer. When he asked for whoever saw it on social media to send him the picture, because somehow it was deleted from all his access accounts. I sent it back to him. A couple other people sent the picture back to him. And within 5 minutes, it was deleted. It was taken down again. Well, I sent it to him 3 times, and then I received a message on my Facebook saying just the word stop. And so I told him, I'm sorry. I'll stop. I thought you wanted me to send it to you. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, you just sent me a message that said stop. And he said that I did not send that message. And apparently he received the same message on his Apple, on his notepad, popped up, and it just said the word stop. So, you know, he's a good friend of mine, and I just wasn't sure if this is government-related, if it is, non-terrestrial related, if you could shed any type of light on this situation for me.
Yes, certainly, and many are already answering this within their thoughts here, we are finding. They are attempting to stop this. They are attempting to keep this from getting out into the public because they are not ready yet. They, being the cabal, are not ready yet for disclosure to occur because they know once disclosure has happened, disclosure of the extraterrestrial life and all of this, once this has happened, they are done. They cannot continue on because they have come into, out from the dark, out from the shadows, you might say, into the light. And they do not like the light. It is just as your vampire stories, when they do not want to come into the light. They want to always be in the darkness and need to be in the darkness. This is the cabal. They needed to be unknown. But they have become very known. Even your television shows and your movies have spoken of them. The Illuminati several years ago was not even a spoken word. People were afraid to say that word. Now it is said all over, and people are not afraid of it anymore, and it is coming out. So this is all about the continuing process to hold back the truth, hold back continue to hold on to the old paradigm here. Because that is all they know, and they know once this is revealed, once these disclosures come into the light, they are finished completely. And they are trying to hold it off as long as they can. But you know, because of the internet and all of this, it cannot be done. So you can send it out, and it can be deleted, and it can be sent it out again, but somewhere, someone has it, and they can then release it at a certain point. And it will go to everyone. You see, they cannot stop it completely. They can only attempt to hold it off. Okay?
Thank you.
We need to release channel now. We cannot take any more questions. So we wish to say here, though, in the next coming time, when you come together again, much is going to be shared here. We cannot, of course, give the exact time frames or moments or particular specifics here, but we can tell you that so many things are just on the verge of cracking wide open, and many truths are going to be revealed here very shortly. So Sananda will be with you, and another one. James does not know this yet, but we always like to spring these things on him. So there is going to be several that are going to be with you in the next time here when you are on your radio show. Assuming that everything works fine at this time, because the cabal, again, is very much aware of this group. We do not want to frighten anyone here, but they are aware, just as we are aware. Many in the galactic realms are very much aware of this particular group and all that it occurs here and all that is there reaching out. All of you are reaching out to the light, spreading the light. And whenever any one particular individual or group is about spreading the light, all of the forces, the dark forces, come to attempt to try and stop it. But you must understand that you are very well protected. You have Archangel Michael and his flaming blue sword of truth always standing by, ready to smite down anyone who attempts to interfere too directly here. And as well as Ananda and all those of us, the one who serves, and Ashira and Ashtar, and oh my goodness, we could go on and on with all of Saint Germain and all that here. All of us are working with you directly, and more are going to come aboard here that in the times coming, more are going to be introduced to you that will take you on into the next levels of your training here, we are going to say here, because you are all in a training process here. We are all attempting to assist you just as you are assisting us. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.